ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara says at the bottom of Pei Vav Amid Beis, Itmar, Pirshu Kedem Chatzois Ve'achziron Achar Chatzois. What happens if you have a varim that were Pirshu from the Mizbech before Chatzois and you put them back after Chatzois and they were Shriri, but they weren't on the Mizbeach at the time of Chatzos? Rabbo Omar Chatzos Sheni Oichalton. It's the next Chatzos that gives them a din equal. Rav Chisto Omar Amud HaShachar Oichalton. Amri Bei Rav, my time of the Rav Chisto. Uma Chatzos Shein Oiselino Oise Equal. Amud HaShachar She Oiselino Ein Oidin She Oise Equal. Mado Chatzos, which does not have a din to make Lino, makes a din equal. Amud HaShachar, which makes a din lino, certainly makes a din equal. The Gemara says further, Pirshu Kaidim Chatzois, Vechziron L'achar Amud HaShachar. What if they separated from the Mizbeach before Chatzois and he put them back after Amud HaShachar? Rabbo Omar Chatzois Sheini Oichalto. Rabbo L'shitosoi says that it's the next Chatzois at night that gives them a din equal. Rav Chisto Omar ein bohen equal le'olam. Rav Chisto says they never have a din equal. Zot Rashi ein bohen equal le'olam. V'chol shah shepoikin yachzir. Whenever they come off the mizbeach, you put them back. U'mayalin bohen at she'osu deshen, and there's a din me'ila on them until they become deshen. Frek the Karanaira, that if they were Pirshu Kaidim Chatzos, and he only put them back after Amud HaShachar, so Bishas that Amud HaShachar came, they became Nifsalu Belina. They were off the Mizbeach, Bishas Amud HaShachar. So if they became Nifsalu Belina, how could Rashi say that for Kol Shah Shapoikin Yachzir? What's the Gemara saying that they don't have a din equal, according to Rabbah, till Chatzos Sheni? And according to Rav Chisto, they never have a din equal. Zokt Rashi, what does that mean? That kol shah shepoikin yachzir, that any time they'll come off the Mizbeach, you put them back. Why are you putting them back? Rashi said in the Mishnah, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, that when the Mishnah says, v'kulan shepoku me'al gabe ha-mizbeach lo yachzir, it's not only going on atzameis v'gidim, Rashi types that it's going on psulim as well. So Rashi, l'shitosai, that holds that even psulim don't have a din adurei paikin. Why is Rashi saying that kol shasha paikin yachzir? But since they got a psul lina by being off the mizbeach b'shas amud HaShachar, so you should have the din of the Mishnah that there's no halacha of adurei paikin on a davar pasul. Bishlama, according to the Rambam, that only brought the halacha of the Mishnah of a kulan shepokum yal gabi mizbeach lo yachzir. In Perek Vav Mehilchas Maisa Karbonis Halacha Beis, then you can teach that Ein Bahenikol Oyla means V'chol Shasha Poikin Yachzir. But Rashi L'shitosei that holds there's no din adurei poikin even on psulin. So how could you say V'chol Shasha Poikin Yachzir? To answer this question, let's first be makdim with a big yisoid that the Keren Oira says in the sugya, that we have a machlokes later on in the Amud between Rabbo and Rava whether lino mayeles bereish hamizbeach or ein lino mayeles bereish hamizbeach. If you have something that's bereish hamizbeach, is there a psul lino on that or not? Zokta Karanaira, that whole machlokes is only on something that's bereish hamizbeach. Shaloi b'maracha. Like Rashi's Lashon in Dibra Masali Lemo de lo Yerdu, Oislan Shemotza Meshacha Breisha Mizbeach Shaloi b'Marocha. But if it's on the Marocha, if it's being burnt on the Marocha, then Kulei Alma Loi Pligi that there's no Psolina. And it's Mevura like this in Rashi, in Parshas Mishpatim, Kapitel Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches. On this that it says, V'lo yolin chelev chag yad boiker. So, zokt Rashi, yad boiker. Yochel afa ala marocha yifsel belina. I might think that even on the maracha it becomes possible, Belina. Tamaloymar al moikta al amizbeach kol alayla. Rashi brings from the Mechilta that something that's on the maracha doesn't become nifsal belina. Now the Mechilta is from Tanoim. Rava can't argue on that. So obviously, Rava's maskim that something that's on the maracha does not become nifsal belina. Rava only said if it's bereish hamizbeach shaloi b'maracha, it becomes nifsal belina. But on the maracha itself, if b'shas amud hashachar, it's being burnt in the fire, it's on the maracha being burnt, then lina doesn't passel. Comes along the Kerenoira and says a trot weiter, that even if you have something that's not on the mizbeach b'shas amud hashachar, but if it already had a meshilas ha'esh beforehand, zok de Kerenoira v'ulai, elu shahoyu ala maracha, v'sholto bohen ha'esh, ein nifsalin oid belina afilu im hoyu al gabe karka. Avoloi motzosi dover ze mevur be'ezze mokayim. Zok de Kerenoira, that if you have shriri that were pirshu kaidim chatzois, they're off the mizbeach, comes amud ha'shachar and finds them off the mizbeach, but since it was already sholto bohen ha'esh before Amud HaShachar came, Amud HaShachar is not going to passel them, even if they're al gabe karka, even if they're off the mizbeach. Obrezek the Kerenoira, I didn't find this anywhere. Mevur beis amakim, it's the Kerenoira's achidish. The Hezber, in what he's saying, Zok the Mikdash David, in Simon Vav, that since there was a Meshilah Sa'or, so it's not, that's not Lina. Lina is the pshat that the carbon was nitoiser v'loihi krivu b'shaitoi. Lina is the pshat that it's an expiration in the zman haktaras ha-carbon. It has to be that you burnt the carbon, you were makter the carbon before, or at least you started the haktaras ha-carbon before Amud HaShachar. Once there was already a haschola of the haktaras ha-carbon before Amud HaShachar, so that's not called that it was nitoiser. It wasn't nitoiser. It was hukrav ismanai. So therefore, it doesn't get a psul of lina. There's one kash on the Kerenoira's chiddush from the sugya in Krisus Yudalad Amud Aleph, which the Mikdash David over there asks in Simon Vav, and also Rav Chaim Moizer and Achiezer Chelik Eredeya Simon Chavav Ois Tes. But that kasha, the Mikdash David answers that over there it's different because it wasn't a haktara kshera, it was a carbon pasul. So lefi his svara, you can answer that kasha. But there's another kasha that the Mikdash David and Rav Chaim Moizer asked from Tosis in Yuma Daf Mem Heyomid Beis. The Mishnah in Tamid Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph and the Bryce over there in Yuma both say that when it comes time to do Trumas Hadeshen, if there's still a Varim Upadarim Shloin Yisachlu Miba'erev on the Maracha, and we have to do Trumas Hadeshen, so what do? The Mishnah says that they take the Varim Upadarim Shloin Yisachlu Miba'erev and Soilkin Oysan Al Tzidei HaMizbeach, in Ein Stod, the Machzik in Seidun Oysam, B'Seivev, Alakevesh, that what do we do with Devarim Ubdarim Shalayin Esachnu Miba'erev? We put them onto the side of the Mizbeach, and if there's no room over there, we put them on the Kevesh or on the Seivev. So Tosis wants to know over there at the top of Mem Heimid Beis in Yuma, that why can't you put them on the Yisoid? Zok Taisvis Aval Al Gaba Yisoid Loid Im Kain Hoya Nifsal Bolina Im Yereid Aval Seivev Shumei Chatzei HaMizbeach Ulamayla Harehu Kimizbeach Ve'elina Mayeles Bereshe Shal Mizbeach V'chein Kevesh Riva. Zok Taisvis, that the reason why you can't put it down on the Yisoid is because by doing that it will become Nifsal Bolina, since Trumas Hadeshen was done before Amud HaShachar, according to the Pashtus of the Gemara on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, like Taisa Shita that we mentioned on Peivav Amid Beis that Trumas Hadeshen was done by Laila, not like the Rambam. So you're going to have a problem if you bring it off to Reish HaMizbeach that it's going to become Nifsal Belina when Amud HaShachar comes. So therefore, they put it on the Seiviv or the Kevesh, which is Mechatzi HaMizbeach Ulamayla and Ein Lino Mayeles B'Reish HaMizbeach. So you see clearly Frekta Mikdash Dovin and Rav Chaim Oyser that even though these things were on the Maracha and they already had a Meshilas Ha'or, still, if you're going to put them on the Yisoid, they're going to be Nifsal Belina. It's not like the Karanoira's Chiddish. So you could say a Cheshbin that maybe the Karanoira only said this Bidas Rashi. Rashi holds that there's no Din Adurei Paikin on Psulin, and still Rashi says over here on Pirshu Kaidim Chatzai Svech Zirun Achar Amur HaShachar that what? Ein Behenikul Lo'ilam means Kol Shosha Paikin Yachzir. What's going on? I thought there's no Din Adurei Paikin by Psulin. Zok the Karanoira in Rashi, this Chiddish, that once it already had a Meshilas Ha'or, then there's no Psulina. But Lamashal, if you hold like the Rambam Shita, that there is a Din Adurei Paikin by Psulin, then there's no Hechrich to say the Karanoira's Chiddish. Lo'ilam, I could say it does become Nifsal Belina if it's off the Mizbeach, Meshas Amud HaShachar, even though it had a Meshilas Ha'or. Or if you learn that Ein Behen Ika Lo'ilam is B'nei Geya V'din Me'ila, that there's still Mayal in Behen Anshi Yosu Deshen, Ein Ochanami. There's no din that Kol Shasha Paikin Yachzir, but this that we're saying, that there's no din equal, means that there's still Me'ila until it becomes Deshen, but Avadif will come after Mizbeach, you won't put it back. Kachay Kach, but the point is that it's only a Chiddush B'das Rashi. So, Toysus in Yuma Memhei Amid Beis is not Meshubed to that Chiddush. But the problem is that how's Rashi going to understand the Gemara in Yuma, Memhei Amid Beis, that the Mishnah in Talmud, why Taka, can't you put it on the Yisoid? According to the Karanaira, you can't say the first Mahalach of Taisus in Yuma, that is because of the Psolina, because there is no Psolina. And what's the other Eitzah that Taisus says over there? V'oid efshar the Isser yesh lo hayridai min amizbeach, Taisus other mahalach over there is that you can't take it down onto the Yisoid because there's an Isser Hayrada. It's Mavur in Taisus, like the Rambam Shita that we mentioned in the Shir on Daf Pei Gimel and Daf Pei Hei, that there's an Isser Hayrada on Ksherim. But Rashi Shita on Daf Pei Hei is that there is no Isser Hayrada on Ksherim. So Rashi can't say like Taisa's second mahalach over there. So Behechrach, Rashi has to say like Taisa's first mahalach, that the reason why he can't take it down onto the Yisoid is because it's going to be Nifsal Belina. Say Bazai, it's Hadra Kushya Leduchta on the Rashi by us. Since Rashi's forced to learn like Taisa's first mahalach in Yuma Memhei Amid Beis, that the reason why he can't take it down onto the Yisoid is because it's going to be Nifsal Belina Hagam, that it already had a Meshilas Ha'or, so it's Mavur, not like the Karanayra's Chiddush. So, Eibazai, Hadra Kusha Leducht over here, how could there be a din that Kol Shosha Paikin Yachzir, but Rashi in the Mishnah said there's no din Adurei Paikin by Psulin? Zok the Mikdash David in Simen Vav, a Gevaldige Chiddush, that this that we say that by Psulin, there's no din Adurei Paikin, that's totally in the Iker Haktara. If the Iker Haktara was Bipsul on something that was Pusul, then there's no din Adurei Paikin. But if the Iker Haktara was done on something kosher, just it became Nifsal afterwards, off the Mizbeach, so then there is a din Adurei Paikin. Because Zok the Mikdash David, Adurei Paikin is a Hemshech of the original Haktara. This is the Shita of the Mikdash David that we mentioned in the earlier Shiurim, that the Din Adurei Paikin is not a Chayvas Chazara Mechudesh, a Haktara Mechudeshes, but rather it's a Hemshech of the original Haktara. Therefore, Zok the Mikdash David, Zeher Geshmach, L'shitasai, that this that Rashi said there's no din Adurei Paikin on Psulin is only if the Iker Haktara was done on something Pasul. If it was already Pasul, Bishas, that you made the original Haktara, there's no din Adurei Paikin on such a Haktara. But if the Iker Haktara was done on something kosher, and just it was Nifsal afterwards, like over here, it was Pirshu Kedem Chatzos, you had Evarim Ksherim that were Pirshu Kedem Chatzos, and now it reached Amud HaShachar. So now it became Nifsal after it already had that Haskolas Haktara. So on that, since the Iker Haktara was done Behechsher, on a Haktara Ksherah, there's a din to be mamshech that haktara, even if it became nifsal after mizbeach, and the Mikdash David says that's why Tosfos on Kufchesim and Bey says that there's a din adurei poikin even on pachis mikazayis, even though in haktara pchusa mikazayis, in the tchilas haktara you wouldn't be makdir a pachis mikazayis, but since over here it's nimshach, it's a hemshach of the Aktara Rishoina, which had a kazayis, that's why there's a din adurei paikin, even on pachis mikazayis. But of course, this mahalach of the Mikdash David is not going to work according to the sheet of the Briskerov that says that no, adurei paikin is a cheves chazara mechudish, it's a new din Aktara. So according to the Briskerov, what can we say? Bidas Rashi. Rabbi Rami Shua wanted to say in the Shir a Cheshbin that according to the way Tosfos on Daf Pevava Med Aleph Nira Maschel V'Kulon learnt up Rashi in the Mishnah on Pevava Med Aleph that when it says V'Kulon Shepokel Me'agabim Zerech Lo Yachzir, it means Ein Tzorech Lahachzir, you don't have to put it back, but it does not mean that there's an Isser to put it back. So then we can say that when Rashi says by us that v'chol shosh epoikin yachzir, he doesn't mean that you're mechuyev to put it back. He means you're allowed to put it back. And when the Mishnah said la yachzir, it didn't mean that it's osur to put it back. It meant you're not mechuyev to. So the two things can stem. V'chol shosh epoikin yachzir, yes, you're allowed to put it back. The Mishnah never said you're not allowed to put it back. Just that he said, yesh la'ayin bozeh, that it could be that this that Rashi said, ein tzorech lahachzir is only if it had the psul before the Meshila Sa'ar. So we're saying that there was a Meshila Sa'ar over here, so therefore, you're allowed to put it back. But maybe if it became Nifsal after it already had the Meshila Sa'ar, so maybe it became Nifsal even from this Din Haktara of Lach Meshul Mizbeach that it had originally. Tzorech Iyun Bazeh, if this halacha that you're allowed to put it back, would that be true even if it was nifsal after it already had the Meshila Sa'ar? But if we'll say that even if it was nifsal after the Meshila Sa'ar, still you're allowed to put it back, that would be an Eitzah for Rashi by us. To summarize, Rashi said that by Pirshu Kedem Chatzos Ve'achziron La'achar Mud HaShachar, that Rav Chisda said, "Ein behen ikol la'olam," it means v'chol shor shepoikin yachzir. And the kasha is that Rashi in the Mishnah said that the din of a kulan shepokel me'al gabim zech lo yachzir is going even on psulin. And over here, l'chayra, once Amud HaShachar came and it was after mizbeach, it became nifsal. So the Karanayra is saying a chiddush that once there was already a meshila sa'or, so then there's no psulino even if it's after mizbeach. That we said is not Pashit. Taisis in Yuma, Memheo Midbeis in the first Mahalach clearly says that there is a Psolina if it's off the Mizbeach or even if it's on the Yisoid, even though it had a Meshila Sa'ar previously. The Mikdash David is saying a Mahalach that the only time we say that there's no Adurei Paikin on a Dover Puzzle is only if at the time of the Haktara it was a Haktara on a Dover Puzzle. A Haktara Psula doesn't have a din to be Mamshech, it's the Haktara if it went off the Mizbeach. But a Haktara Ksheira has a din of Adurei Paikin. So as long as it was kosher, Bishas the Haktara, even if it was Nifsal afterwards, there's a din of Adurei Paikin. That, of course, only works according to the Mikdash David Lashitasai, that the Yisoid HaDin of Adurei Paikin is the Hemshech of the original Din Haktara. According to the Briskerov, perhaps we can say, based on the way Tosfos understood Rashi on the Mishnah on Pevava Med Aleph, that when Rashi says, Ein Tzorech Lahachzer, he's going even on the Resha, and not just on the Din of Vechen Gachel, Esher Pokeh Al Me'al Gabi HaMizbeach Lo Yachzer, that means even psulim that have a din lo yachzir, it just means that ain't sarich lahachzir. So Rashi bayos means v'chol shosha paikin yachzir, that you have a right to put it back. May inyan le'inyan ba'isai inyan. The Gemara continues that Rabbi Yosef asked the question that who says that chatzos only makes equal on shriri when they're bereish hamizbeach? Maybe there's a din of chatzos oisa equal wherever they're found. The Gemara says, Shalchu mitam hilchasok Rabbi Yosef et parnami om Rav Chiya Barabo pirshu kaidem chatzos vehechziron achar chatzos loinenin v'loi moyalin. V'chein tono bar kapara pirshu kaidem chatzos vehechziron achar chatzos yoitzin midei me'ilo. So even if they're after mizbeach, but once chatzos comes and they're shriri, the halacha is that chatzos is equal, and they are yoytzei midei me'ila. There's no me'ila anymore. Since they don't have a din to put them back, so we have shriri after mizbeach, chatzos was isa equal, there's no din to put them back onto the mizbeach to burn them, so they lose their me'ila, like Taisa says, nasis mitzvasa. Zakt Rashi, so where's the loinenin come from? Zakt Rashi, loinenin midrabanon. However, Taisus says, loinenin rabbeinu hoya mefarish min atayra. Kivan shehem lachma yishal mizbeach. Even though there's no me'ila, because it was nasis mitzvasam, the me'ila doesn't come back. But since you put them back onto the mizbeach, they became lachma yishal mizbeach, and therefore there's a nisr hano midai raisa. So we have a machloikis Rashi and Tosis over here. By Pirshu Kaidim Chatzos. And Chatzos is Oisa equal, even though it's not there after Mizbeach. And he put them back after Chatzos. So there's no Me'ila. It was Nasis Mitzvasam. There's no Me'ila. But why are they Osir Bahana? Rashi says Midrabanon. And Tosis says Midairaisa because they became Lachmeshal Mizbeach. What's the Bir HaMachloikis between Rashi and Tosis? Zok de Briskerov and Chidushei Mor and Riz HaLevi and Hilchas Tmidin Musafin on page 82, very geschmack. Then we had a machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Peivavam Midbeis. In this halach of Chatzos Seikol, is the pshat that now these shriri are considered deshen, that they're roi laharoma, that's Rashi Shita, and Dibra Maskel v'chatzoy laharoma, whereas Tosfos in Diram Aschav Chetzioi, argues and says, no, the lab ruin laharoma, the lab deshen ninu. Elo Chetzioi laharoma de ka'omar, loy haroma mamish, elo kain haroma shein ruin lahaktara. Tosis holds they're not roy for haroma because they're not deshen. It just means that they're not roy lahaktara. Zok, the briskerov, that Rashi and Tosis are going l'shitasa because Rashi holds that after Chatzos, it's already paka from them, the Shem Muktar and the Gamri. V'loi Shaycha b'hu Aktara klal. V'einam nasim gam lachmei shal mizbeach, kivin dekvar Shem Deshen b'hu, u'mitzvasan b'harama v'loi b'haktara. Since they already have a Shem Deshen, and their mitzvah is to do Trumas HaDeshen from them, and not Haktara, so then they can't become lachmei shal mizbeach either. So therefore, the loy nenin is only midrabanon. Putting them back is loymailov loymairid. It was already nishlam their haktara, and they became deshen. But Taisus Lashi tossed on that holds that the din of chatzos oisa equal does not give them a din harama. It just was said in din haktara bilvad. So they hold that that just means that now that they became ukalin, so there's no kiyum din haktara of the carbon anymore. But it doesn't say that it's not shayach anymore in the cheftza shem haktara whatsoever. So therefore, Taisus says that they're nastu lachmei shel mizbeach. Denehi delinin hakarben kvar nigmara haktarosai. Vigame machziron ein bahen shem haktara shel karben. Kivan de kvar nasa mitzvasai. Avu mikomokim chal behu shem haktara shel lachmei shel mizbeach. Ulahachi sviruluhu dehodoloi nenin hu midivrei taira. According to Tosis, the whole din of Chatzos Seikol just says that there's no more Shem Haktara of carbon anymore. It was already Nasa Mitzvasai. But they didn't turn into Deshen yet. So they could still have a Shem Haktara of Lachmei Shel Mizbeach. A Haktara is still Shayach in them. So since it's Shayach to be Chal on them Hashem haktar of lachmei shel mizbeach. So therefore, the loinenin is midairaisa. There's no meila. It was nasa mitzvasai. The mitzvah sakarban was already nigmara. So meila doesn't come back. But since it became lachmei shel mizbeach, the Isser Hanah is midairaisa. Very gishmak. Next inyan. The Gemara declares, "Bo minei rova mei rabo lino mei elas pereishe shel mizbeach hayeino mei elas pereishe shel mizbeach." Is there a din lino on something that's on the reish mizbeach or not? On that, the Gemara says, "Hey chidami, what's the case? Ilema de lo yardu. If you're going to say that the case is where they didn't come down, they're still on the mizbeach. Hash de lo nubazara amrit de lo yardu. So." If something that was lonu ba'azara and they went up onto the mizbeach, the halacha is that im olu lo yerdu b'reishe shel mizbeach mibaye. So if it's on the reishe mizbeach, do you have to tell me that the halacha is lo yerdu? Wait, it sounds like the Gemara is saying that there's no nafkamina between lina mayales b'reishe shel mizbeach or not when it's still b'reishe mizbeach. Because even if lina mayeles bereishay shel mizbeach, so what? But if it's kol's man, it's bereishay mizbeach. But there's a din of imolu lo yerdu, and that's the pashtus of Rashi and Dibra Maschil Makter v'hoylich la'olam. That Rashi says that filu amrina lina mayeles bereishay mizbeach maskinon luhu b'maracha sharei psulin sheolu lo yerdu. It's mashma in Rashi that according to the mandama lina mayeles bereishay mizbeach. Even while they're still on the Mizbeach, the psul lino was chal, just that they have a din of imolu lo yerdu. When Azoyz Mavur also in Rashi on Peizayin Amid Beis, in Dibra Maschel Hechi Mashkach Aslo, that even Beresh HaMizbeach, if you hold lino mayelis Beresh HaMizbeach, there's a psul lino just that there's a din of imolu lo yerdu. So it's very shver what the Gemara is saying, that there's no nafkamina calls man that they're Bereish HaMizbeach. What do you mean? There's many nafkaminas. If you hold Ein Lina Lina Mayeles Bereish HaMizbeach, so then there's no psul lino over here. It's a dabar kosher. But if you hold Lina Mayeles Bereish HaMizbeach, then it became possible just that it has a din of Olu Lo Yerdu. And there's many nafkaminas. L'mashal. The Briskerov asked that there's no din of Adurei Paikin by Psulin, according to Rashi Shita on Peivav Amid Aleph. So if you hold Ein Lina Mayeles Bereishay Shel Mizbeach, it's still a Dover Kosher, there'll be a din of Adurei Paikin. If you hold Lina Mayeles Bereishay Shel Mizbeach, it became possible, there's no din Adurei Paikin. Also, another Nafkamina is Legabe Hefshet V'Nituach. The Gemara said on Pehei Amid Aleph, there's no Hefshet V'Nituach by Psulin, but if Ein Lina Mayeles Bereishay Shel Mizbeach, then it's a Haktara Kshera. So then there would be a din of Hefshet V'Nituach. The Minchas Avram on page Pei brings a list of many other Nafkaminas. L'mashal, what's the halacha by Dam? Is there a din of Ein Lina Mayeles Bereish HaMizbeach by Dam? Rashi and Tosfos Shita and Daf Nun Vav Amid Aleph is that by Dam also, according to the Mandomer, Ein Lina Mayeles Bereish HaMizbeach, if you were Mala Dam onto the Mizbeach, there's no psul of Lina. The Shita Mekubetzes over there in Aishches says that even after the din of Dam Nifsal B'Shkiyah Sachama, but still, if it was Bereish HaMizbeach B'Shashkiyah, the Dam doesn't become Nifsal. So we have a gewaldige nafkamina. What happens if you have lona dam bereisha mizbeach? It was on the reisha mizbeach b'shashkia sachama. Will that dam be able to be meratza the next morning? You'll keep it on the mizbeach all night. If you hold ein lina mayeles bereisha mizbeach, the carbon is kosher. But if you hold yesh lina bereisha mizbeach, it's only a din of olu lo yerdu, then it won't be meratza, like Rashi says in the Mishnah daf pei beis amud aleph. Another nafkamina is, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that by dam you don't say imolu lo yerdu. You need to be roi le'ishim, like it says in the Mishnah Pei Gimel Amid Aleph. So if you hold that ein lina mayeles bereish HaMizbeach, you'll be able to be makriv this dam. But if you hold yesh lina, just that there's a din of olu lo yerdu, but on dam there's no din olu lo yerdu. Also, legabe ashlamim, that's necha l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. What happens if a person was malad emurin l'reish HaMizbeach? So if you hold Ein Lina, so then the Emurim are kosher, so you won't be able to eat the basar till you're makter the Emurim. But if you hold Yesh Lina, and it was Nifsalu the Emurim, so it's like Nevdu Ho Emurim, that you're allowed to eat the basar right away. That nafgamina would be totally in what we said in the Shir on Daf Pei Gimel, if the Akhtar of Alula Yerdu is Ma'akiv the basar Ba'achila. According to the Briskerov and the Chazanish, in Zvachim Simen Yud Tes of Katan Mem Hei, that the Haktara of Alula Yerdu has no shaykhis with the carbon. It's a new Haktara of Lachmei Shal Mizbeach. It's not Ma'ak of the Basar Ba'achila. However, Toysis Alamid Vavam at Aleph was Mashma that the Haktara of Alula Yerdu is Ma'ak of the Basar Ba'achila. So then this Nafkamina wouldn't be true. But we still have many Nafkaminas. So what's the Gemara saying, that the whole Nidin, whether or not Lina Ba'alis Bereshe Shal Mizbeach, is only Negeya if it came off the Mizbeach. If you hold Lina Mayelis, Bereshe Shem Mizbeach, it became possible, so there'll be a din of Im Yardu Layalu. Mashenken, if you hold Ein Lina Mayelis, Bereshe Shem Mizbeach, you'll bring it back up. That's the whole Nafkamina. But if it's Bereshe Shem Mizbeach, there's no Nafkamina, there's many Nafkaminas. Is it Haktara Ksheir, or is it Haktara Psula? So it's Tzarechi and Gadol. The Oid, the Gemara says in Psachim, on Daf Nun Tesem Bet Aleph, the Gemara brings a brisa that says, "Ve'en lechol davar shemisakev achar tamet shel ben harbayim elo ketoires v'neirois u'pesach u'mechusar kipurim be'erev ha'pesach she'toivol sheinis veichelis pischoi lo erev." Rabbi Shmuel b'noi shel Rav Yechonon ben Breiko Omer af mechusar kipurim b'shar yemeis hashana she'toivol ve'eichel b'kotshim lo erev. The Tanakhama over there says that a Mechusar Kippurim on Erev Pesach, who didn't bring his karbonis yet for his kapara, and he won't be able to eat from the Karbon Pesach at night unless he brings his karbonis bayoim, so we allow him to bring his kapara bayoim even after the Tomet Shel Ben Harbayim, so this way he could partake from the Karbon Pesach. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishal Rechem Nembreka says a step further, that even a Mechusar Kippurim Mishar Yemei Sashana, let's say he brought a Shlomim before the Tamid, and he was a Mechusar Kippurim, and if he won't bring his Kapara, he won't be able to eat his Shlomim. And the Pasuk says, V'achlu Oysam Asher Kupar Bohem, so Achilas Kotchem is an Asay, Saida Nechalim Lakehanim, Saida Nechalim LeYisrael, like Rashi explains over there. So he says that itself is a reason to allow him to bring his kapara after the Tamat Shel Ben Harbayim so that he can eat from his shlomim that night. Frekta Gemara, very good according to the Tanakhama that we're talking about a Mechusar Kippurim on Erev Pesach, that by bringing his kapara, he'll be able to partake from the Karban Pesach. So Yova Yasei de Pesach Sheyesh Baikaris V'yidcha Asei de Hashlama Shein Baikaris. So we can understand why the Asei of Pesach overrides the Asei of Hashlama that says that you're not supposed to bring any other Karbanos. There's an Asei of Oleo Hashlem which teaches us that you can't bring any other Karbanos after the Tamat Shel Ben Harbayim. So the Asay of Pesach overrides that. But if, according to Rav Shmuel ben Oishal Rav Yechonon ben Breiko, my Ulma de Hayasei me Hayasei, what makes the Asay of eating a shlomim better than the Asay of Aleo Hashlim? So the Gemara says in one teretz, Rav Papa Omar, Afilu teima bechatos behema mala umelina beroisha ishal mizbeach. Zokt Rashi, he'll only do the Haktara tomorrow after the Tamid Shal Shachar. Says Rashi that what the Gemara means to say is that the whole Isser of Hashlama is only if you do the Haktara after the Tamat Shel Ben Harbayim. But to do the Zrika after the Tamat Shel Ben Harbayim, that's fine. So you'll do the Zrika after the Tamat Shel Ben Harbayim. you'll be mailing the Chatas Behema overnight, B'reish HaMizbeach, and you'll only be makdir it the next day. Zok Rashi, because the Gemara says in Zvachim that L'divrei HaKoel D'lo Yerdu, that everyone agrees that there's a halacha of lo yerdu by lina b'reish hamizbeach. Frek the Mishnah LaMelech in Perek Aleph Mehilchas Tamidin Musaf and Halacha Gimel and Dibur Amasal Va'ato, and so too the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tzadi Ois Aleph, that according to the Manda Amra that holds lina mayeles b'reish hamizbeach. So how could he be malo melina b'reish hamizbeach, but he's over on a lav of lo yolin? By letting the emurim of the chatos behemo stay overnight, they're going to become nifsal belina. That's a lav of lo yolin. Rashi should have said that the Rav Papa holds like the Manda Omar ein lina mayeles b'reish hamizbeach, but that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says velina ena peiseles b'reish hamizbeach. Rashi is saying that the Gemara is going L'divrei HaKoel. It's a Pella. L'chayra Yerayvra on Loyolin. How are you allowed to do that? So the Beis Meir and Psachim over there, and the Briskerov, and the Chazanish, and Simon Yud Tes have gotten Memdalid in one side. They want to say a Chiddush Gadol, that since there's a din of Imolu Loyerdu, you're not over on Loyolin. And the Bir Advarim says the Minchas Avram on page Pei Aleph that they're saying a gevaldik achidish that the lav of lo yolin is not for the fact itself that you made these emurim become possible, but rather it's for the fact that you made it that it was nifsalu de emurim from having haaktara through the lina, and since the emurim still have a din haaktara of olu layerdu befrat. If you say that the haktar of olu layerdu is haktar in carbon, so then there's no lav of lo yolin, a gevaldige chiddush. However, Rav Beryl and the Chazanish over there in the second mahalach, they want to say a chiddush that even according to Rava, that holds lina mayelis bereshe shel mizbeach, that's only once it came down. But kol zman it's on the mizbeach, it doesn't become nifsal. And the Lashon of Rashi is very meduyik, like they're saying. Because Rashi says, V'lina eina paiseles b'reish ha-mizbeach, k'da omar b'zvachim b'perek ha-mizbeach mekadesh, l'divrei ha-koil d'lo yerdu. Rashi's Lashon is, that lina eina paiseles b'reish ha-mizbeach. And it sounds like he's saying that, l'divrei ha-koil. That means, even if you hold that lina mayeles b'reish ha-mizbeach, that's only le'inyin that if you'll take it down, then the psul will be chal. But kol's man, it's on the mizbeach, the psul can't be chal. Meaning, the machlokes is that ein lina mayeles b'reish hamizbeach holds. There's no chefts of lina here. There's no lina b'reish hamizbeach. That's not lina. The other man, Omar, holds there is lina b'reish hamizbeach. But kol's man, it's on the mizbeach, that's meinea the paslus from being able to be chal. The paslus could only be chal once it came down. The sibas hapsul is there b'reish hamizbeach, but the actual psul can only be chal once it comes down. What's the hesber in what they're saying? It seems like they're saying a chiddush that hagam, that kiddush mizbeach, cannot be mafkia, the psul that was already chal, but that much kiddush mizbeach can accomplish that it's meinea a psul from being able to be chal. And if so, it wouldn't only be b'nei geya psulina. It should be b'nei geya shar psulim as well, the mashal, the psul of hesach hadas. If it's b'reish hamizbeach, l'choira, l'divreyem, it should come out that psul can't be chal. However, you could say that they're only saying a lumdis in psulina. The Minchas Avram on page Pei Beis wants to say a svara that the side of the din lina is that through Amud HaShachar coming, it's paka from the carbon, it's din and zman hakrava, and therefore it becomes nifsal. So on that you can say that since there's still a din of olu lo yerdu and there's a din haktara, it's not shayach for a psul lina to be chal kol's man that they have a din haktara. Because you can't say that it's paka from the carbon, it's din hakrava, since it still has a din hakrava of olu lo yerdu. Again, this is more geshmak if the haktara of olu lo yerdu is a haktara in the carbon. Lefizeh, Zakra Beryl, it's very geshmak what the Gemara means, that there's no nafkamina between the Manda Omar, Lina Mayeles, and Ein Lina Mayeles, Kol's man, it's on the Mizbeach. That's what the Gemara means. Ilema de lo yardu, so then there's no nafkamina, because Kol's man, it's on the Mizbeach, according to everybody, it's still a haktara kshera. The whole nafkamina is only by yardu. Lefizeh, says the Minchas Avram, we could forever a big kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. The Targum Unklis on the Pasuk of V'loyol in Chelev Chagiyad Beiker in Shmeis Chav Gimel Yud Ches is Mitargim V'loye Visun Bar Min Madbecha. The Isser is only if it's off the Mizbeach. But on the Mizbeach, there's no lav of Loyolin. And the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadi is Matmiya. But that what's the man do? Amar Yesh Lina Mayalis Bereisha Mizbeach going to do with that targum? According to him, there should be a lav of layolin even on the mizbeach. So you could answer like the briskerov that we said before, and the base mayor, that even though it's nifsal bereish hamizbeach, but since it still has a haktara of olu layerdu, there's no lav of layolin. Amar lefi zeh lefi this chinish of Rav Beryl and the Chazanish that on the mizbeach kulei amoloi pligi, that Kol's man, it's still there, it's not nifsal, so then there's no lav of loyolin, because it's not nifsal b'chlal. And with this, there's many kashas that are for emfer, l'moshel the Tosfos in Yuma Memheo Midveis, that says that Seidron al gabei akevesh al gabei aseivev is in order to avoid the psolina. What's the man d'omar that holds yeshlina mayal esperesham esbeach going to do? Lefiz, that's very good. Because that Tosfos could be Lukulei Alma, because Kolzman it's on the Mizbeach. Everyone holds that it's not Nifsal. And with this, we could also, for Emfer Tosfos Kasha, on Daf Nun Vova Medal of Dibur HaMaschil Minayin, on Rashi, and also we can explain the Rashi in Mesechta Avis, Perek Hei, Mishneh Hei, on this that the Mishnah says, V'lo Yisriach Besar HaKodesh Me'olam Ayin Shom. May inyan le inyan ba'isai inyan. In the yisoid hadin of ein lina mayeles bereish hamizbeach, or do we say yesh lina mayeles bereish hamizbeach? The Gemara says that the shaila is: do we say l'shulchan medaminan la, where there's a halacha that afilu heina al shulchan yomim rabim ein mekach klum aydilma lekarka medaminan, or are we medamed to karka? Now, Rav Chaim was masbir, the yisoid hadin of ein lino mayal spereish hamizbeach, that just like we mentioned earlier in the shir from the Mechilta, that something that's in the maracha, that's pashit, that there's no din lina. The manda omar that says ein lino mayal spereish hamizbeach is because of a yisoid that halah tchilas haktara. The etzem halah on the mizbeach is the beginning of the haktara process. And since you already started the haktara, so it's similar to when it's mamish being mukter in the maracha, that it's pashit, that there's no lina. The halah on the mizbeach alone is a tchilas haktara, and therefore there's no lina. And the Gemara's dimyan to Shulchan is that just like Lechem Apanim on the Shulchan, there's no lina because since there's a din sidur on the Shulchan, so therefore it became Lachmei Shel Shulchan and it's not Nifsal Belina, since you already, you're doing the Avoida in the Lechem, the Avoidas Hasidur, so too over here, the Avoidas Haktara is being Nasis in these things that were brought up onto the Mizbeach, the Haktara already was Huschala, so therefore it's not Nifsal Bolina. Because the taitch of Lina is that it was lon beli kiyum dinoi. But once you're being mekayim its din, that's not Lina. The Mikdash David in Siman Dalet Ois Hey also learns up Ein Lina Mayalas with the same Yisayd of Halah Tchilas Haktara, and he brings a raya to this Yisayd of Halah Tchilas Haktara from the Gemara in Menachas Dav Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Briskerov also brought this raya as well. The Gemara over there is going on the lav that the Torah says in Vayikra Beis Yud Aleph Kol Mincha Asher Takrivu LaShem Loisei Ose Chometz. Any mincha that you bring to Hashem, it cannot be made chometz. Clears the Gemara at the bottom of Nun Zayin Omer Aleph. Boi Rav Mori Chimtza Beroishoi Shal Mizbeach Mahu. What if he was machmitz the koimitz of the mincha on the top of the mizbeach? Asher takrivu amarachmana v'ha akriva. Do you say that the Torah only asked the mincha asher takrivu, which you are still bringing, but over here it was already akriva? Oidilma mechusar haktara ke mechusar maisa dami. Teiku. Frekta mikdash David. What's pshat in the first side of the Gemara? What do you mean v'ha akriva? He wasn't makrivit yet. He just brought it b'roishe shom izbeach. The teretz is state in the Gemara Yisoid that the etzem halah on the mizbeach is already called akriva. State duh that halah tchilas haktara. Maybe the loisase is only before he brought it up onto the mizbeach, before he started the haktara process. But since with the bringing it up on the mizbeach he already started the haktara, maybe now there's no iser of kol amincha asher takrivu l'Hashem loisei asach hametz because it was already akriva. A beautiful raya. Lefize, what's the other tzad of the Gemara by us that oy dilmo lekarka midaminon? You could learn lefi Rab Chaim that the pshat is that it's not like the shulchan, because by the shulchan there's an avodah sidur that already was done in the lechem. Mashenken over here, the avodas haktara wasn't done yet. All you did was a halah tchilas haktara, but the haktara wasn't done yet. So therefore lekarka midaminon. That's just like it's on the karka, because you didn't do the avoda yet. And with this yisoid, Rav Chaim explained the Rambam in Perek Gimel Mehilchus Psuli Amukdashim Alocha Yud Aleph, because the Rambam over there says Eivorim v'chalovim ukmatzim shalonu b'roishay shal mizbeach ki'ilu lonu ba'azara v'im yardu lo yalu avolim lo yardu maktirin oison la'olam. The Rambam says that Eivorim chalovim kmatzim that were lonu b'roishay shal mizbeach, it's just like they were lon in the Azara. And im yordu lo yalu. The Rambam paskins alino mayeles b'roishay shal mizbeach. So Rav Chaim was bothered. Why did the Rambam leave out dam? Why is he only talking about Eivorim chalovim and kmatzim? Zok Rav Chaim lefi his hesber, it's very geschmack. Because the only time it's shayach, the musig of Allah, tchilas haktara, is only on emurim. But by dam doesn't pass this musig that the halah is the tchilas hazrika, and therefore by dam zikr, there's no shmuz in the first place whether or not lina mayeles. Over there for sure lina mayeles. The Rambam is only bringing those types of things on which you can have a nidin, whether or not lina mayeles or not. And the Rambam paskins, yes, lina mayeles. But on dam, there was no nidin in the first place. Even the Mandamar ain lina mayeles agrees that by dam, there's a halacha of lina. The simple taich in what Rav Chaim is assuming that by dam doesn't pass the musig of halacha tchilas zrika is because the zrika is not done b'reishay shel mizbeach. The zrika is done on the kir hamizbeach. Halacha onto the mizbeach is not the haschola of the seder hazrika. You could say that the halacha is the haschola of the seder haktara, since the haktara has to be done b'reish hamizbeach. However, Rashi on Daf Nun Vova Med Aleph in Dibur HaMaschel B'Yoyim, and so too Tosis over there in Dibur HaMaschel Minayin, and the Shita Mekubetzis over there in Ois Ches, all say Peh Echad that even by Dam, it's Shayach the Musig of Ein Lino Mayeles Bereish HaMizbeach. Not like Rav Chaim is being Medayek from the Rambam. So according to these Rishonim, we obviously need a new hesber in this that Ein Lino Mayeles Bereish HaMizbeach. The Briskerov was Masber that the Tam of Ein Lino Mayeles Bereish HaMizbeach is because there's Kiddush Mizbeach. And the Din Kiddush Mizbeach is what makes it that Lina is not Chal when it's on the Mizbeach. Just like by the Shulchan. The Shulchan is Mekadesh, the Lechem, that it should not become Nifsal Balina, so too the Mizbeach. Lefizeh, what's the Tzad of the Gemara that the Mizbeach is not Doime to Shulchan? Zokt Rashi by us, that the pshat is the haritzbas binyan he kemaisav likely shares kashulchan. Zokt Rashi, because since the shulchan is a klishares and the mizbeach achitzain is not a klishares, so maybe it doesn't have that kiddush like the shulchan has leinyan to save the thing that's on it from lina, since it's a Kiddush Mizbeach Dikedin. It has to do with the Kedusha of the Shulchan, the Mizbeach. So there's a Svara to say that the Shulchan has a Tesefes Kedusha because it's a Klishares. And maybe you need that in order to save the thing on it from becoming Nifsal Balina. So it comes out, we have two Mahalchim and how to learn the Lumdis of Ein Lino Mayeles Bereish HaMizbeach and the Dimyon to Shulchan. According to Rav Chaim in the Rambam, it's a Lumdis of Halot Tchilas Haktara. It's because you already started the Haktara process. And the Dimyon to Shulchan is because of there also the Avodas HaSidur is already underway. So something that the Avoda was Nasis in it does not become Nifsal. And Lefizeh, it wouldn't apply by Dam. And when the Gemara says, Idilma lekarka medaminon lo, it has nothing to do with the fact that the Mizbeach Hachitzain is not a klishares. That's not the Nekuda. The Nekuda over here is, we need to see, was the Avoida Nasis or not? So, Idilma lekarka medaminon just means that Idilma, we don't compare Mizbeach to Shulchan. Halot Tchilas Haktara is not a good enough dimyon to Shulchan where there was an Avodas HaSidur Mamish done. So it's just as bad as if it was on the floor, like the Rambam's Lashon. It's Ki'ilu Lanu Ba'azara. It's just as bad as if it was on the floor of the Azara. However, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Shita Mekubetzes on Daf Nun Vav that are applying the din of Ein Lino Mayeles even to Dam, so then the pshat is that it's a Kiddush Mizbeach Dikedin. It has to do with the fact, the Gemara is saying, just like the Shulchan, the Kedusha of the Shulchan gives a din that the Lechem that's on it doesn't become Nifsal Valina, so too the Gemara is clearing, maybe the Kedushas Mizbeach the also gives that din. It's a Kiddush Mizbeach Dikedin that the Kedusha that the Mizbeach has also will give a din that the thing that's on it could be even Dam, won't be Nifsal Balina. So then what's the second side of the Gemara? Idilma, that Likarka Medaminon, Zokt Rashi, no, that there's a difference between the Kedushas HaShulchan and the Kedusha of the Mizbeach, because the Shulchan is a Klishares, but the Mizbeach HaChitzain is not a Klishares. Lefizeh would come out of Gevaldige Nafkamina, Ledina, between Rav Chaim's way of learning and in the Rambam and the way Rashi's learning. The Nafkamina would be, what's by Mizbeach HaPnimi? According to Rav Chaim, that the Nekuda is that the Shulchan has a Maila, that the Avodas HaSidur was Nasis. Mashenkin halot chilas haktorah is not good enough. So then mizbeach apnimi would be the same thing. According to the second side of the Gemara, that lekarka medaminon, mizbeach apnimi would also be like that. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, where the nekuda is, how much kiddush does the kedusha do you need in order to have to save the thing that's on it from lina? Is it enough? The kiddush mizbeach, or do you need to be a klisharis like shulchan? So mizbeach achitzain is not a klisharis, but mizbeach apnimi is. This shtickle is based on what I heard in Shir and on the Sefer Minchas Avram on page Peivav. B'maimer amusker, the briskerov is being masber the shita of Rashi, Taisvis, and the shita on Daf Nun Vav, that it's a kiddush mizbeach dikedin. You could be masber it differently, based on the Lashon HaTosis and Divar HaMaschil LeShulchan, that says that the lamdus of why there's no lina on Shulchan is because it was nasa lachmai shel Shulchan. And if the Gemara is being medame the Mizbeach to Shulchan, it's very glad to say that by Mizbeach also the lamdus is because it was nasa lachmai shel Mizbeach, by being on the Mizbeach. I only with Mishila Sa'or, it's Nasa Lachmei Shal Mizbeach, Hu Adov Asher Dibarnu. That really, there's already a Din Lachmei Shal Mizbeach by the Etzem being on the Mizbeach. Mishila Sa'or, either you can say it's a higher Madrega of Lachmei Shal Mizbeach, or the other nusach that we said was, it's the same madreig of lachmei shel mizbeach, it just retains the same lachmei shel mizbeach, even when it goes after mizbeach. The regular lachmei shel mizbeach that it got by being on the mizbeach, that's paka, by going off. But mishila sa'or, since rishumai nikar olav, even when it's after mizbeach, so that retains the same lachmei shel mizbeach la'olam. And I found that the Mikdash David in Simen Vav in Dimur HaMaschil Ubeperek HaMizbeach Mekadesh Mamish says this, that Ein Lina Mayeles Bereish HaMizbeach is because it became Lachmei Shel Mizbeach, just like it became Lachmei Shel Shulchan. Aye, what's with Mishila Sa'or? Zok there, that the Mishila Sa'or just retains the shame Lachmei Shel Mizbeach La'olam. Baruch Shekivanti. Mefizeh, oidilma lekarka medaminon, means that maybe there's a mailon being lachmai shel shulchan because you're the lachmai of something that's a klishares. But being lachmai shel mizbeach is not enough to be meinea apsol lina. Next inyan. Reish Lakish asked a shayla from Rabbi Yochanan if klishares is mekadesh lechatchila likarev. And Rabbi Yochanan brought a raya from this that the Mishnah says that shekiblu psulin v'zarku as damai, my lav shekiblu psulin v'zarku psulin loy, shekiblu psulin inami shezarku psulin. Rashi's masber the raya that if we already have kiblu psulin, why is it necessary to mention zarku psulin? It was already nifsal from the Kabbalah. Al Karkach, it's coming to teach you that the only reason why there's a din of imolu la yerdu only is because of zarku psulim. But if it would have been just kiblu psulim and zarku ksherim, then lechatchila nami yaluhu evarim dezriko mal yehu v'afagav de kiblu psulim mishum dekache klishareis lizroik lechatchila. Zokt Rashi yukavaldik echidish that if you have kiblu psulin and then it was zarku ksherim, you would be able to be mala the evarim lechatchila. Why? Because of kiddush klishares. Rashi is saying that that klishares mikadosh lechatchila likarev accomplishes that now you could be mala the evarim lechatchila. Comes along the Chazon Ish in Simen Yud Tes Sifkat and Yud Beis. And he's bothered, how in the world is Kiddush Klisharis going to accomplish that you can be Mala the Ivarim Lechatchila? L'chayra, all Kiddush Kli Sharis could accomplish is that you could be mala the dam itself. The dam that was Neskadish in the Kli Sharis could get a din that you're mala it, the dam, l'chatchila. This is how the Taras HaKadosh is Masber Taisa Shita and Dibra Maskel Kli, and the Chafetz Chaim learns up in the Rambam also when he says, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yotes, Mehilchus Psuli HaMakdashim, that Kli Shoreis Mekadesh Dam Posel Likarev, he doesn't say that it's Mahani for the Emurim to bring them L'chatchila. He just means that it's Mekadesh, the Dam itself. You could be Mala, the Dam itself. The Chavetz Chaim is Masber, the Lomdis of Kiddush Kli Shoreis is because it's considered as if it was Olu on the Mizbeach. L'chayre, he means that since the Gemara Menachos Tzadi Tesam at Aleph says that the Klisharis is Tashmishe Mizbeach, so we consider it like an extension of the Mizbeach, so it's as if it was Olu on the Mizbeach. Okay, so therefore the dam that went into this Klisharis has a din that your mala the dam l'chatchila. But how in the world, frek the Chazon Ish, can it two life in the Emurim? Rashi says on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph that when you have dam that was Niskadish with the din of Olu Layerdu, Zokt Rashi, Artsuye Mio Loy Miratsu, Avada the Gavra doesn't get his kapara. It's not Miratsa, it's not a carbon kosher. So how in the world is this dam that has Kiddush Glishares, how's it going to tu'ayfen de emurim to be mala de emurim l'chatchila? Also, the Minchas Avraham on page Tzadi asks another kasha as well, that the emurim l'chayra have their own problem, because since it was kiblu psulim, so it's chaser in the carbon, the avodas hakabbalah. So the emurim, which are part of this carbon, the emurim have a problem that they didn't have a Kabbalah. So what does it help me that you have Zarkuhu Ksherim? But how's that going to help in the Emurim? The Emurim have their egen a problem that the carbon didn't have a Kabbalah. Comes along the Taras HaKadosh and says a big yesod in Rashi, that Rashi in Menachos Yudalit Amud Beis says in Divra Maskel Kabbalah V'Hilacha, the Kabbalah eino materes, de eino elo litzayrach zrika. Zok de Taras HaKadosh, that Rashi's telling us that Kabbalah is not an avoida in the carbon. Kabbalah is only litzayrach zrika. Kabbalah is just to be machshir the dam for zrika. But it's not an avoida in the carbon. And that answers the Minchas Avraham's question, that the Emurim do not have a chisarin ba'atzmusam, that they are lacking an avodas Kabbalah in the carbon, because Kabbalah is only the tzeirach zrika. And since the klishares is mikadesh the damli karev, so we don't care that there was no Kabbalah, and you could be mala the Emurim lechatchila. So now, yesh ladon, according to the Taras HaKadosh, is it going to be a carbon kosher, or is it going to be a carbon pasul? I see the Minchas Avraham Nemzon that avada, the carbon is still considered a carbon pasul, even though you can be mala de emurim lechatchila, it's a carbon pasul. However, lulei de mistafina amina, I don't think that's what the Taras HaKadosh means. I think the Taras HaKadosh is saying that according to Rashi, the whole yesod of Kabbalah is just to be machshir the dam lezrika. If you have Kiddush Kli Shoreis, so the Kiddush Kli Shoreis was machshir the dam lezrika, so there's nothing missing. There's no din that the carbon needs a Kabbalah. It's just a din that the dam needs a Tzveita Kiddush. Like the Gemara says in Saita, Yudalit Amid Beis, that the yesod of Kabbalah is that we need a second Kiddush. So as long as the Kli Shoreis is Mekadesh the Dam with the Tzveita Kiddush, so there's nothing missing. Kiblu Psulim is the pshat that we didn't have a kosher person making the Kabbalah. Okay, so it's chaser in Avodas Kabbalah. But if the klisharis could be mekadesh, dam posel, so the klisharis could be mekadesh this second kiddush. So that takes the place of a Kabbalah that accomplished everything Kabbalah is supposed to accomplish. So Mameli could be Malave Emurim Lechatchila, and it will be a carbon kosher. But Oifin, that this that Rashi says, you could be Mala the Emurim Lechatchila, that's only over here by Kiblu Psulin, where there's no Psul in the Dam itself. It's just that it's lacking Kabbalah. Over there, the Kiddush Klishares can make up for the fact that it was Niskabel al yedei someone that's apostle, and the klisharis could be mekadesh the dam anyway. So it accomplished everything Kabbalah accomplished. Then you could be malah de murim lechatchila. But avada Rashi's moide that lu yitzur you would have some other paslus in the dam. The dam was lon, and it has the kiddush klisharis. So over there, this that you could be malah lechatchila avada would only be in the dam itself. You could be malah the dam, but that's not going to tuif in the emurim because there's a paslus in the dam itself. So what's the kiddush klisharis? It's not going to be mafkia the psul. It could allow you to be malah this dam onto the mizbeach lechatchila, but that's not going to tuif in the emurim. It's only by Kiblu Psulin where there is no paslus in the dam itself. It's just that it's chaser, the Kabbalah, over there. Since Rashi Shita is that all the Kabbalah is accomplishing is only Tzairich Zrika. It's only to be Mekadish, the Tzveita Kiddush. So then the Kiddush Klishares can make up for that chisar in Kabbalah, and it could accomplish that. You can be Mala, the Emurim, Lechatchila. The etzem vart that Rashi only said that you can be malah de murim lechatchila only by kiblu psulim, I found by Rab Shneur Cutler Zatzal in Siach Erev in Simin Mem. The Minchas Avram brings a raya from Tosfos earlier on Pei Dalet Amud Beis that Tosfos argues on Rashi in Menachos Yud Dalet Amud Beis and holds that Kabbalah is an avoid on the carbon. Because Taisvis over there in Dibur HaMaskel HaNitonin has a Tzarech Iyin in this that Rav Shimon said on Pei Dalet Amud Aleph that even by Nishbach Dama is Loi Teired, not like Rav Yehuda, is that only when it was Nishbach La'achar Kabbalah or even Nishbach Kaidim Kabbalah? Maybe in order to be considered Psulei Ba'Kaidesh, we need that it had a Kabbalah. Now, over there, the issue is on the Emurim. Emurim of a carbon that was Nishbach Dama, are they Yerdu or not? Maybe this that Rav Shimon said that the Emurim are lo Yerdu is only if there was a Kabbalah done. So you see clearly that the Kabbalah is an Uftu in the carbon. And therefore, Emurim that are part of a carbon that not only had a Shechita, but it also had a Kabbalah, so that's Psulei Bakoidesh that the Emurim are Layerdu. So it's a clear proof that Tosfos holds that Kabbalah is an Avoida in the carbon. So Memela, it's very Geshmak. Tosfos Lashitasam, the Taras HaKoidesh learns up by us. In Tosfos Divra Maskel Klishares, that the din of Klishares is Mekadesh Psulin, Lechatchila Likarev is only going on the dam itself, but not on the Emurim. That's because Tosfos Lashitasam holds that the Emurim will not get a din to be brought lechatchila because the Emurim have their own problem because the Emurim are chaser the Avodas Kabbalah because Tosfos holds that Kabbalah is a din in the carbon. Therefore, Tosfos Lashitasam holds that Klisharis Mekaris Psulim Lechatchila Likarev is only going to be in the dam itself. The sugya of Aver Mizbeach Kemizbeach Dami Yailoi, which continues onto Daf Peches, we will Amir Tashem discuss in the shiur on Daf Peches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.